Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Google employees are making labor rights history. Earlier this week, over 400 Google employees announced plans to unionize. After years of organizing efforts by workers, this is one of the first examples of big tech unionizing in the United States. Here to explain is Rico Shireen Ghaffari. Hey, Shireen.
Hey, Teddy.
What's the big deal here? I mean, tell me about in the long sweep of history, why is it such a big deal that there's a union at Google?
It's a big deal because tension has been brewing for years at Google around worker issues that are ranging from Google workers objecting to the company working with the U.S. military to whether or not they should expand into China and potentially compromise the nature of search. And so you have these huge fundamental tensions running through Google's workforce and workers erupting in protests and signing letters and the Google walkout over alleged sexual harassment at the company. But you haven't really had a formal union of tech workers, led by tech workers who are full-time employees, who are those well-paid engineers and product managers and designers. So it's a big deal because this is the first time that it's going beyond a letter or beyond a protest, that it's an actual union.
And there's nothing like this at other big tech companies? There's no employee unions at Facebook or Amazon or Apple or anything like that?
No. This is huge for tech. Tech has historically been a pretty anti-union industry.
And why are they announcing plans to do this now? I mean, you said obviously there have been tensions recently, but Google has long been kind of, I would think you would agree, the most political of these kind of big tech workforces. So why now? Why didn't they do this 5 years ago?
You know, it's hard to say for sure, but I think that one thing contributing to this is that Google has recently come under fire for the departure of one of their star AI researchers. She was actually helping lead research on whether the kind of AI that Google is developing is ethical or not. Her name is Timnit Gebru. And she says she was fired. And Google says that she resigned. But the tension there is that ultimately, she and many of her colleagues feel that she was pushed out of the company for trying to publish controversial research. And she was one of the only Black female employees leading this very important work at the company. So you have this firing, which set off a bunch of unrest at the company, right? So I don't think it's just that one thing, but I think that definitely contributed. And then in the past couple of years, you've just had this repeated pattern of Google employees finding issue with everything from the company's secret plans to work with the U.S. government on military projects to sexual harassment and executives and the kind of Me Too movement allegations.
Right.
And finally, you're kind of seeing these employees say, all right, we're going to make a union to try to do something about it.
Yeah. And is the main thing they're asking for here just standard, you know, lots of unions, obviously, the central principle is collective bargaining, right? And the idea is focused on better pay in contract negotiations. Obviously, this sounds a little bit different, right? Because, I mean, I'm sure everyone there wants to get better paid, but it sounds like the main issues or the main animating forces behind this union are not sort of the bread and butter labor issues.
Right. For a lot of these union members, especially the tech employees who are engineers, you know, product managers, these are people who are relatively pretty highly paid and have all the great amenities that Google is known for giving its employees,
yeah,
like free
sure.
lunch and all. Of course, they're working at home during the pandemic. But yeah, for them, I think it's more about the worry that Google is not being run ethically enough, and then it's not holding true to kind of its earlier unofficial mantra of don't be evil. And they want to be sort of the moral compass for this company and want to formalize their power as workers to do that. That's how the people who I talked to described it to me. And in particular, they're concerned that Google is not listening to, but instead, in their view, firing or pushing out the people who are standing up.
How is Google feeling about this union?
Google has said that they support worker organization, and of course, legally, Google, as any company in the US, is obligated to allow its workers to try to unionize. And no matter what, whether they have an official union or not, they are allowed to try to improve their working conditions. So Google, you know, made a statement sort of along those lines saying they're supportive of worker organizing efforts. However, they did not respond to our question about, are you going to formally recognize this union? Are you going to really come to the bargaining table with them and try to, you know, compromise with any demands they may have?
And you were mentioning earlier that unions are actually pretty uncommon in the tech industry. Is that just because these folks are pretty highly paid, as you were just referring to? And do you think that this could be a watershed moment for labor organizing in Silicon Valley? Like, do you think in 5 or 10 years we could be looking at an Amazon union and an Apple union, and though we'll look back and say this was the first one?
I think so. I mean, you know, it's funny when you ask me, is there going to be an Apple union in 5 years? It's hard to see that right now. But I think that at some companies, like Google being the forefront of it, as well as Amazon and even Facebook, you're seeing these seeds of worker organizing. And at Google now, these seeds have actually blossomed into a union. Now, the union has 400 members now. It's going to need a lot more, I think, to really compel management to take it super seriously. But it is a form of structure still. It is more of a unified front than just hundreds of engineers signing different letters or voicing off on Twitter. This is now kind of a group that can unify some of these complaints that we keep hearing about. And so I think the question is, will this movement continue to pick up speed? And Silicon Valley has been historically really anti-union, going back to the early microchip computing Intel days. It was almost a competitive advantage of Silicon Valley, unlike East Coast industries, to be not a union shop type place. That engineers have flexibility is the idea. They're coveted employees. Why do they need a union? And now you're seeing that attitude change. And I think for that reason, it is a watershed moment.
Shireen Ghaffari, thanks so much for joining us. You can read more of her work at recode.net.
Thank you.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.